Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ضالين. آمين. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and Cherisher of the world, most gracious, most merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, and thy name we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I mean, and bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum. And welcome to this evening's session of Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with hugs and love to you. All big old hugs, come on, hugs. Isn't it just wonderful to just be here this day? Thank you so kindly. I love you all so dearly. Thank you. I feel your love. I feel your love. And I pray, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you feel my love back to you. Alhamdulillah. And I know y'all are feeling this this sensation of excitement coming from me. I'm just really trying to contain it here, you know, like, okay, but, you know, I'm just thankful. I'm so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just come through this, okay, fantastic, beautiful month of Ramadan. And, alhamdulillah, we are in the 10th month now of the Islamic calendar, Shawwal. And we are in today, the fourth day of Shawwal, 1445, on the Hijra calendar, and April 13th, 2024, on the Gregorian calendar. Ah, and with that, we say, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, and you know, we got the confetti coming down and the balloons and the celebrating, and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with our Ramadan and our obedience to him. We pray we be blessed, all that we seek of good health and prosperity in this year forward, in this year and forward. And we want to remind us, if any of us are experiencing any stress or stressing in any manner, in any matter, that our motto this year, as you know, let it go. This is 2024. Utilizing the Quran. And I can guarantee you we will be stress-free. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I'm speaking there just as I was trying to stay on track there. Inshallah is pleased with us in our striving, you know. We love him so much. And I know we all, as believers, you know, sometimes we just get to where we just like, oh, Allah, we love you so much that, you know, we just love you with all we got and all we give, all that we have and the love that we have for you. We're so grateful. We're so thankful. We're so appreciative. And it's just such a wonderful thing that our Lord and Cherisher, Allah, highly glorified is the Al-Khaliq and Al-Muqib, which sustains his creation, is so kind and merciful that he nourishes us. He nourishes us in that sustaining. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, I'm glad everyone is here this evening. Let me tell you what we got going on tonight. You know what I want us to do? And I want us to, we're going to be about reflection, reflecting on this past Ramadan. Yeah, we definitely want to know, you know, how things were going there. And because we did just come through Ramadan and your Eid. Yes. But you know what also I want us to reflect and give some reflections on? Our individual selves. Remember, we are the ones that made the prayer. So I want us to come together and reflect and share that reflecting and reflections upon that prayer of and for ourselves and of ourselves. Now, I hope you're following me, and I believe you are because I can feel you. I can feel you. I feel your spirit there. Yeah, so inshallah, what we're going to do, we're going to go on. And because I'm telling y'all, I'm wanting to get out of here. Yes, I know we're going to get back on the regular time. We're going to do it. Now, I want to get out of here at 6, at the latest 6:30, okay? At the very latest. Now, I love you all dearly, and inshallah, give us an opportunity where we'll get all that we need to get from this time, at least to 6 o'clock, and no later than 6:30. And you know I love y'all dearly. Yes, I do. Did I give you a tight enough squeeze? All right, don't make me squeeze you again now, because I will. All right, now, so what we're going to do, we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement, our first pause this evening for our public service announcement and very important information, and then we're going to get right into tonight's reflecting. Thank you so kindly. You're listening to Alice Lamont Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for a public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to sit tight and keep sight. Inshallah, we'll be right back. We're going to start out here because I want us to remember that even as with us just coming through Ramadan, this is what our dollars are supporting, okay? And when we, you know, when you can hear it and recognize it, then that gives you that, you know, that assurance that your donations are being well allocated to the business of CWSC, Community-Wide Shura Conference. So we're going to go here first, okay?
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you for supporting the CWSC AM 360 annual Ramadan Telethon, which helps us financially secure our intelligentsia operations. And some of those operations are as follows: the American Muslim 360 Broadcasting Network, Speakers Bureau, Online National Resource Directory, Volunteer Human Resource Network, the Think Tank, College Scholarship Program, Teams, working together, such as with the Learning Lab, Interfaith and Interfaith Collaborative, Internship and Leadership Development Programs, Ambassador Programs, and International Collaboratives. Please visit us online to see more of the intelligentsia and the annual report. For your mailing in your donation, you can send it to CWSC Inc., Marina Village, 4905 34th Street South, number 185. St. Petersburg, Florida, 33711-4511. Make your check or money order payable to CWSC, Inc. Thank you, and stay tuned for more information on the Ramadan Telethon.
Alhamdulillah, and though Ramadan is over, And, you know, that you can still continue to give your offerings or your donations to CWSC. And you can do that by going over at cwsc.us. That's us. And you'll see that blue donate button there. And you can go on and make your choice and decision at that time what you want to put forth. And we certainly do appreciate our past donors, and we certainly do appreciate our new donors. And thank you all so kindly. Alhamdulillah. Now, okay, not forget now, appreciate you all here in the studio, but here to our AM 360 listeners on our AM360.org. You know that if you have a question or a comment you want to give about anything that if the program we may be speaking on today, you know, you're welcome to do that, but you're going to need to come off the line and dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And press 1 when you do so. And you know here in the studio you already have that advantage to you because you're right here and pressing it right now. So you'll join us here in the studio. And anyone that wants to press 1 can do that. And we'll certainly give you that opportunity to share with us what it is or question or comment that you want to make, okay? Also, we want to invite you to connect with us to 24-hour live podcast programming, and you can do that at am360.org or 701-719-4197. And as we said earlier, we'd like to invite you to also visit our parent cooperation, which is community-wide, sure. Conference at cwsc.us. That is us. And you can share comments. You can also like us on Facebook, and you can leave us a listener comment in the business office. That's at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we certainly do look forward to hearing from you. And we do appreciate you kindly. I know we're just totally excited. I know y'all can hear it. I know y'all can hear it in my voice. I'm totally excited about getting started here this evening. So, you know, I had thought about earlier, I said, well, you know, usually we're talking about, where are we at right here? We're talking about something that, first of all, Al-Asma ul-Husna, you know, this is the primary, main focus of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab. And then, yes, so, from time to time, and, you know, we definitely read hadith. We always reference Quran, you know, so you already know this. Some of you that might be already here, but now remember, it's not only just us that's already been here, we know. We have those that are out there in am360.org land, and they are brand new. And some of you here in the studio are brand new, too, so we do appreciate you all. But for sure, we got those that do not know, and they are here because they want to know. And we have a responsibility as believers to make sure that whatever it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us, that we give to them. So, for those of you that may be just coming on, we've been studying Al-Asma ul-Husna, which are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're going to hear the excitement in my voice. And I'm going to tell you, I have a friend, she say, and you can see it when she give you, and they're speaking of myself, say, when she give you, when she tell you to give you hugs and love, trust me, she's hugging you with her hands like she really hugged you. And that's true. I do. I just believe in carrying the whole thing out, whether or not we are right up on each other and we can see each other or not. I just believe in carrying the whole thing out. So when I tell you hugs and love, I want you to know I'm hugging you, because that's going to be the only way that you're going to be able to really feel it, I say. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so we've been studying Al-Asma ul-Husna because First of all, it gives us a better insight. I know you all may be able to hear that on this end, Asa is coming in, but you know, we do have an opportunity to get that Asa during the Zohar, but for myself in times I didn't, so I went on and made it. But you're going to hear the prayer call, and you're going to get silence as we get all the way to the end, because I really be wanting to be quiet when that prayer call is on, but I don't want to have no thing that they say dead spot of air or something. But so learning the Al Asma ul Husna, this is giving us, which are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we say known because these are not the only attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's others that we don't even know about. We have not even learned yet. But these 99 here that we know is the Quran, in the Hadith. When I first began to study Al Asma'ul Husna, and I said, well, why is it called the 99? And it was because the names and the attributes are combined together in the Hadith. They're combined together in the Hadith, these 99 names. We are well aware that that is not the ending of that attributes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, he said that for one who learns the Al Asma ul Husna and you know, keeping in their memory, keep it in their constant memory, as a matter of fact, and embrace the qualities of the beautiful name and the attribute, that individual will enter the paradise. And this was related by Al-Bukhari, and this is sacred hadith. So the matter, fact, you know. And so that's a wonderful thing that we can Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. So this is fact, everyone. If you're just coming and you're not knowing, this is what we've been doing. We've been learning the Asma'ul Husna because this is the key to life. Not only life here, right now, but this we already know as believers. And if you knew and you didn't know, then you need to know this. This is just a temporary place. And you'd have to go and you have to get the whole story of it, how we got here on earth in the origination of man. And we've done that on this program, and we will, you know, revisit it at some other time. But I'm saying to you that in the study of Al Asma ul Husna, which I've come to understand, it is the absolute key to life. You see now, life and continuing life is what I like to say. So I had said, when we say we read an article normally on something, when I come on, I got this article I want to share. Allah put it on my heart to say that tonight this is the article of the heart, the article of my heart that He has given, and I'm sharing this article, not written down or anything on the pencil and the paper, coming to you. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with. I'm so excited. I'm going to tell you. I'm so excited. This Ramadan was just, it was just awesome. Just wonderful. And each Ramadan, you know, you'll progress. You know, your progress, you'll see it. You'll get the enlightenment and the insight of the Ramadan. The insight of the fact, because see, Ramadan is all about the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it's like a prescription. You know, if you tell the doctor, say, well, I got this and that wrong, and he said, well, okay, then this is the prescription I'm going to give you so that you can get some relief. Alhamdulillah. Well, this is it. You know, so I can't help but be excited. That's just the nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to me. And I know you're probably feeling it, and everyone would probably, display or experience or explain their excitement a little bit different than the others, and that's just fine. That's why we have tonight. You're going to press 1 and get your opportunity to share your excitement. I'm just bringing us all up to speed in terms of understanding the whole realm of us even getting to this excitement that we're having, that we just come through this wonderful, beautiful month of Ramadan. And then we've had our Eid too, and I know you all are just anxious to share that with me, because I am surely anxious to share with you all as well. So, inshallah. So, in the learning of Al-Asma'ul Husna, and knowing that when we incorporate it, you know, actually live it, learn it, and keep it on our minds and live it, we're going to get better insight and understanding. You see what I'm saying? And that gives us more insight and understanding of Allah. Highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq, the Creator, the one that created us. You know, and this is really important, because how will you have a relationship with your Creator if you don't know Him? And so this is what the Al-Asma'ul Husna does for us. It gives us the opportunity to know. And some people have put it on paper, the experiences that they receive in terms of getting to know Him. But it's all in the spirit in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that individual in the insight to see Him and know Him and hear Him and feel Him and understand Him. Oh, it's just wonderful. I said, oh, Allah, help me. Because sometimes people, they can be explaining something that is just so, just to hear it and say it, you would just totally be in pure tears. But the gratitude that you have to your Lord and cherisher, Allah, highly glorified is He, Al-Khaliq and Al-Muqit, the sustainer. They can be telling it, and you'd be like, it's no way I could tell that and not just be in pure tears of telling you, feeling the whole sentiment of it, you know? So I said, oh, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, help me be able to. I would want to be one of those persons that would be able to tell of your goodness and your grace and your kindness and your mercy that you give to each of your servants, and I will want to do it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I don't cry. Because when I cry, my eyes get all red, and my breathing get all, and it just be, Allah, bless me to be able to be, what he says in the Quran, he said, be in humility, you know, have humility, but you know, humility will break you to your knees, baby. So don't play now, because humility don't play around. So being able to, in that humility, give, you know, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you to see, hear, feel, and understand, you know, you'd be like, oh, your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the Quran and say, the believers are, they're in awe, then that's what that heart is. It's like, oh my goodness, Allah say, you know, it's like you hear people say, it be to the point you can't hardly breathe. But, you know, you don't want to give yourself no heart attack or nothing like that. So you have to have patience in your patience of belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He wants us to be able to believe it and understand it and digest it and feel it. You know, with no burden to the heart, where you just be like, I can't take it anymore. You know, like, I just can't breathe. Somebody bring me something. because I'm hyperventilating somewhat like that, you know, go into that. So we don't want to do that. But in awe, this is what Al-Asma'ul Husna teaches, that awe-ness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know. So what I wanted us to do then this evening was to reflect, yes, on Ramadan and Eid. I had a beautiful Ramadan, I just said, but I also had a wonderful and beautiful Eid. We made Eid prayer, me and my friends and my family members. We made Eid prayer, and we left the Eid prayer, and we had dinner at some of my friends' house, a couple of my friends' house, just to stop and have, you know, a little, you know, Eid celebration there, alhamdulillah. And then went on from there. I went to my family's home, you know, like my oldest son and his wife and his children, my grandbabies and my great-grandbabies. And we were all there. We did speak with the with my oldest son, other two brothers. We did speak to them, which, because I, you know, I have three sons, and so we spoke with the other two while we were there in the grouping of all of us that could be there in the person. And I tell you, it was just wonderful. My great granddaughter, my youngest great granddaughter, she is a year and a half, and she'll be two this year. She'll be two in July. I believe it's the last of July. And but she could just have me just cracking up, y'all. I'm going to tell you, because, you know, at that age, you know, where they just like, you know, first of all, you, regardless to who you are, if you're not your mama, if you're not their mama and not, or their daddy, just hold on. Don't be so quick to be in my face, because I don't know you yet. I mean, you know, just, I'm just saying, just teasing around, but that's the type of a attitude of thinking that you would think that at that age. She'd be like, I don't know nothing about you, just hold on, mama, you know. And so, or either they want their dad, but mostly their mother, and she just be clinging on. So I told her, I said, when I went in, I told her, I said, okay, assalamu alaikum, and Eid Mubarak to you, and good to see you, and you know I love you dearly, and I know you love me back. And I gave her one of those hugs like I give you all, you know, when you kind of stay your distance and just get that hug. And so she just looked at him, because anytime I say anything, she's always like in on it. She's right there. But then when I go and say, come on, you know, because I'm finna pick her up, so, oh, no, she gets the cutting up. I told him when we went in, I said, okay. I greeted her, gave her her hugs, and went on like I wasn't even paying attention, you know. It was just so wonderful. Then the next thing you know, she's coming over there to me. So that all worked out really good. So I really loved it. And then as I'm speaking about, you know, the older grandchildren there. Okay, that's my youngest grandbaby. She'll be two this year in July. And we are, let's see. Okay, wait just a minute now. Because my oldest great, that was my youngest great-granddaughter. My oldest great-granddaughter, which is my son's granddaughter, of course, you know. He's a grandfather. I got two of my sons. No, only one of my sons is grandpa. Okay, but in any case, my oldest great-granddaughter, oh, she is just a gem. She is just a gem. Yes, she, you know, they all are, but sure she is. But let's say that it's a story on her, too, so I'm not going to even get into that one. But she says, she, when I called, because I wanted to ask the mother, you know, what was it that you know, what time we was coming and what was I to bring and that type of thing. Well, the great-granddaughter, she had it all laid out for what she wanted me to bring. And that's the way she's been ever since she's been born. Trust me, y'all, I'm telling you what I know. And so she says, well, Granny, she said, I want you to do this. You're in charge of the gifts. Of course, that's the gifts for her and the grandbabies, you know. And bring cake. I'm like, oh, okay, I got my directives, everyone. So I'm loving this, and I get over, and, you know, everyone is there, and it was just beautiful. It was just absolutely beautiful with my friends, the ones that I spent the time with at their place before I went to my son's home, and it was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. So now I'm not going to talk anymore because I told you, I said we're going to try to get out of here at 6, and if not 6, no later than 6:30. So I don't want y'all to say, well, you just talked all the time yourself. Because you know I can, and especially I know you can too, and especially when it comes to the wonderful blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to check our board, okay, and see if we have anyone that has pressed 1, and we do. You know, I love you so much. and look now, I want you all to check in with us now. Check in with us, and if you just say, like my dear friend, Brother Mark Shaheed, say, and if you just press 1 and say how you're enjoying the afternoon's or the program's reflection. So with that, I'm going to go on and, where we at? I'm going to go on to my caller at 314-833-49. I'm sorry. I'm just going on and on, aren't I? I'm looking at you. You know I'm looking at you, baby. You know I'm looking at you. And don't sign nobody on here because all of you babies in love and honey and goodness, everything good that I can think to call you. If I don't know your name, I will call it. But I happen to know this brother's name. I feel like Brother Mark. I ain't saying no more. Welcome to Alice Mom and Folks Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. Eid Mubarak.
Yes, assalamu alaikum wa Eid Mubarak to you, the priest Abdul Hadi, and to your very distinguished radio listening audience there at AM 360 Radio. This is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis in the Show Me State of Missouri. And, of course, I want to always say alhamdulillah that the praise and the thanks belongs to God first and foremost. And I had a big smile on my face because I could just feel your energy, your excitement in awe, and just listening to you just reflect on Eid al-Fitr celebration with the community and your family. And I want to just say that the commonality there is, you know, when we can share this experience with family and friends and, you know, community, it was beautiful. But this was one of the best Ramadans for me also. And I say that in the process of the fasting, you know, we always going to have tests and trials and all, and sometimes people who are not Muslim, they think that the biggest test, as you well know, the priest of Hadi and those who are listening, for Muslims is in terms of abstaining, refraining from food and drink during the daylight hours, and if you're married, in terms of conjugal relations, these are natural urges, of course, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being Allah the Most High, who's perfect and above any mistakes, errors, or shortcomings, you know, thinking that would be the biggest challenge for us. But oftentimes it is in terms of just interacting with people and being able to be in control because the objective is, Allah has said this is a prescription. You know, we and I stay conscious of the fact that this is a prescription that Allah had given to me and all that believe, because he addressed us as, O you who believe. You know, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may learn to become more God conscious, or translated as in terms of self-restraint. So this is the objective. And, you know, to be able to stay focused on that during the blessed month of Ramadan, fasting and trying to be as obedient to everything that Allah has said that it is that we're supposed to do in following the tradition of His Rasul, His messenger in that regard, while we are actually feeding, while we're reading the Quran, and I call that feasting on the Quran, this is a wonderful experience to experience. And no matter how many times you actually have done it, as you had stated earlier, you're continuously growing and developing. You're getting healthier. You're actually getting closer. You're getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of closer to what God's word is and His word embodying what God's will is and the way that Allah wants us to live our life. Our relationship with Him becomes a closer relationship, and our relationship in the sacred institution of marriage and family life and also community life. We actually get closer to our neighbors and those who are less fortunate. We're closer. There's a sensitivity that we become even more conscious of in terms of people who is considered to have nots. They're not fasting because it is the blessed month of Ramadan. Oftentimes there are people who are homeless people and don't know where their next meal is coming from. It sensitizes us to those that we say are less fortunate, unfortunate in that regard. There's so many blessings that come in the blessed month of Ramadan. In addition to abstaining and refraining from those natural urges, we also have our five senses, you know, whereas that now we are more conscious of what it is that we're looking at, what we're listening to, and some of those things, we cut those things off so that they don't have an influence or impact. And I'm not saying, you know, that Muslims or believers that they do this outside of the month of Ramadan, but oftentimes you can be sidetracked in terms of things capturing your attention by, for a moment, we're being unconscious, aware of this is shaitan that is speaking in this regard. So when you can experience that, how shaitan is really locked up and the gates of the Jannah, for those who don't know, that the paradise is open to and for you in this blessed month of Ramadan. This is an exhilarating experience. And, you know, when you spoke about Al-Asma Usna, the 99 beautiful known names of Allah, this Ramadan, the experience in, you know, being in a Quranic reading group. Of course, I'm not able to read, but I'm listening, and I'm listening to the revelation. And when Allah is saying that He's all-knowing, you know, I'm thinking about these beautiful names of Allah, that He is Al-Aleem, you know, Al-Aleem. He is the all-knowing. We can't subscribe those things to ourselves But it's so very, very important that we know that he is alcoholic, that he is the creator. And being the creator, he knows his creation, but Allah is speaking to us in the Quran. Only Allah is speaking in the Quran. When he says, I'm al-Basir, I'm all seen, as Sami, that I'm all hearing, even in the prayer, we say, and we're in Ruku, Sami Allah Hamida, Rabbaka Lakum Alham, we're saying that Allah hears those who praise him. And the response is, our Lord, loves those who praise him, who praise him. Okay. You see, so here we have we have an attribute that we utilize in the prayer, to utilize this in the prayer in that regard. And then Allah is telling us throughout the Quran that he's all wise. We're blessed to use wisdom. And we get the narrative in terms of Prophet Musa. What Musa had to learn. He had to learn hikmah. He had to learn wisdom. He had to gain understanding, the fiqh, the understanding. So he had to go on the journey. But Allah already has this. You see, Allah has these attributes. And for us to, as you say, the memorization of them, the articulation of them, and most important, the application of them in our life is needed and necessary for the growth and development of the human being. So as the reading, juice to juice each and every day, and want to just say juice, so if we have new shahadas that are listening, juice just simply means one-third. We actually, every day we do a thirtieth of the Quran, a thirtieth. Mm-hmm. So there's a start point, there's a stopping point every day, and for 30 days, in terms of reading 1/30 of the Quran, at the end, we will have completed the whole Quran from the beginning, Al-Fatiha, the opening to the 114th Surah Al-Nas, humanity or all of mankind. And in that, you understand, Allah would have covered a lot in terms of revealing to us about us and about himself, it's so beautiful to know, even the 112th surah of the Quran, Al-Ikhlas, whereas this is by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is 1/3 of the Quran. Sister, the priest, that it was reported that the messenger, he had said once that to the Sahabas that he was going to teach 1/3 of the Quran, and they not knowing, they thinking, wow, we're going to be up pretty much all night long. The Rasul of Allah, the messenger of Allah, is going to teach 1/3 of the Quran. But to their surprise, it was the 112th surah of the Quran, Al-Ikhlas, the purity of faith, which is only 4 ayats. Kuhuli Allah Ahad, that's an attribute. Allahu Samad, that's another one. Lam yulid wa lam yulad wa lam yukulhu kufu wana ahad. And only just 4 ayats. Yeah, there's another attribute that's there. So, but these are attributes that are exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning glorify Allah who's perfect. and above any mistakes, errors, or shortcomings that we may have. And this is one of the beautiful things about the blessed month of Ramadan. Errors and mistakes, you know, it causes a higher conscious level in the vital components that comprise the human being. You know, I felt the effect physically. I need to lose a little weight. Yes, well, we don't do it for that. But I'm just saying there's some of the benefits as I share my reflection.
Yes.
Yeah, I was able to lose some of the few pounds that I needed to lose. You know, you're getting right over a little over 200 pounds. I didn't do it for that. So I just want to make sure the new Shahadas say I did it for that. I stay focused on the objective where God is given to us, the prescription, so that we can become more conscious, regardful of him and what that really means, so it won't be spooky, because it's not like God is a person, place, or a thing. You become closer to God when you become closer to what God's word is and his will is and his way. This is why in Hajj Qudsi, it was the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means the prayers and the peace be upon the Prophet, the seal of the prophets, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, said that Allah revealed to him that that fasting is for me. You won't find that in the Quran, but it was revealed to the Prophet in Hadith Qudsi. Now, Hadith Qudsi, for new Shahadas, and for a season, it is the closest thing to revelation. To revelation that's revealed in the Quran. This was revealed to the Prophet, and this is a saying that from the Prophet, but it was revealed to the Prophet in that regard. Now, so we don't want to get it twisted, because when we say As-Samad in Ikhlas, it means that Allah is eternal and he's absolute. What do you mean? He has no beginning. He has no ending, but he's complete. He's independent of everything and everybody. So there's nothing, you understand, that we can actually give to Allah. But if we understand our relationship to Allah is that we are to be servants, and the best servants is to be obedient servants. So even if we're not obedient, it doesn't diminish Allah, or even if we do everything that we're supposed to do as servants, it doesn't enhance Allah. Allah is as he is. He doesn't need anything from us. So we have to know and understand that if the Prophet Muhammad revealed that fasting is, Allah revealed to him, fasting is for me, it is for us in terms of getting closer to his word, his will, and his way. We have to understand that, because after Allah tells us that in the Quran and Surah Baqarah, he also lets us know after that prescription, this is the month in which the Quran came down. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
And what a diet. What a diet. You're fasting, but feeding while you're reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fasting, but you're feasting. You know, you're saying you're abstaining from the natural things, but you're also feasting. And you're feeding while you're reading God's word. So this is not only in terms of the benefits, in terms of a physical being, but we're also a moral being. And so even a higher moral consciousness is being developed in us while we in the blessed month of Ramadan. We're also emotional being, but We talk about that on my learning labs and everything, and the objective is to develop emotional intelligence emotional intelligence. So Ramadan helps us to be able, as the young people said a little while ago, they may have a different language, but I kind of like it, to be able to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Emotion. I'm just giving some of these things, you know, the person, I don't want to take up all the time because somebody else may have something to say, but I could keep going
in terms of these blessings.
If you get... Hold on just a moment. I need to change apparatus here because I don't want this to die out on me. And I need to change apparatus here. Just give me a moment. I'm blessed to have double phones here.
Yes.
Sometimes I need it, you know. Yes, ma'am. Just one moment, please. And because it was
he's doing that, everybody. Just want to remind you that this is your opportunity to share the enlightenment and the insight with your life. Let me see what this means.
I'm back. And, by all means, please share. You know, these are the type of experiences that we're blessed to have. This is a blessing. And you know, when you said that, of course, everybody, and you've heard a lot of people, you know, often refer to Surah 55, which in the Quran season, believers know, and something new, Shahadas may know or get to know, is the question is continuously asked, which of your two favorites will you deny? Our favors are actually blessings. They're actually blessings. And, of course, when you become God conscious, and this is what in terms of the reading and feeding our minds, is that Allah makes us more God conscious by the reading. He's feeding our mind because oftentimes, in the course of life, you can just take certain things for granted. I mean, you're not even thinking about how and why this is here. Did you put it here? And Allah would ask questions. Did you create this? Or did I create this? Did we create this? you know? And if you have to be honest, you have to say, oh, Allah, you alcoholic. you're the creator. Or you're al-Fatir. You're the originator, you know, and the originator brings into existence that which never has been in existence before. You know, we thank Allah for what he has given to us and empowered us to be able to do, but we know that there's certain things that we don't have the power to do. You know, one of the beautiful things, there was a brother that got really excited. He's been in the community for quite a few years. But it struck him that a simple creation such as the fly, and law reveals, he said, if the fly was to take something from it, you couldn't get it back. And so, you know, that prompted me, it inspired me to do my own little mini research, like you do, I had a little mini research. And I did, and Allah blessed me to get the answer right away. The reason you can't get it back, because even, you know, a fly is very small, so it can't be taken in, nothing real big. But if it takes a little crumb from you, when it takes it in, it instantaneously becomes liquefied, so you can't get it back. But these things that's revealed in the Quran, you have to know during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the prayers in peace, that revelation came a lot in terms of the natural world and creation, but the people didn't even know. They didn't even have the knowledge, nor did they have the science in terms of the nature of creation. And it was the Quran, which is a mercy, you understand, that directed the human being to the big book, the natural creation. And Allah says he uses every similitude to teach us. Mm-hmm. So actually Allah mm-hmm. uses his natural creation to teach us. So which of your two favors will you deny? You won't deny any of them. And Allah is constantly reminding us in terms of what it is that we have, our Rahman, that he's the most merciful benefactor, and we are the recipients of those benefits. How about that? We're the beneficiaries of it, and we didn't have to ask for that. Allah just gave it to us. So, you know, when we say that Allah is the most merciful benefactor, he's so kind, he's so compassionate, you know, and in looking after us, he's constantly nourishing the life that he has given to us, but he's nourishing the life that he's given to other creation, the animate world itself, in that regard, and constantly sustaining the life so that the life is maintained, sustained, and maintained. And not only that, you know, the priesthood, he's also protecting. He's a guardian. He protects the life. Everything in the creation a means of protecting itself. You know, even in the animal world, you know, you got the predators and you got the prey. Well, use the prey can outrun the the predator, you know, but he let them catch enough just so that they can sustain their life. But he also evolves the life, and he evolves the human life. And this is why it's so beautiful to know. Yes, ma'am. I stop there because,
you know,
like I say, somebody else might want to have something to say, but I don't run out of words. And especially after this fast, and after reading and feeding on the Quran, I feel, you know, it's what I was is travel, whether light or heavy, I feel very heavy. I do, but I guess I'm kind of somewhat amped up, like you are, you know, because we can never thank Allah enough, you know. All unqualified praise go to Allah for blessing us. This is, as we say, as it was said, reported, the prophet said, the first 10 days is that of mercy. This is truly a mercy. Us to prescribe this for us, because Allah, as it was, I think Prophet Ibrahim said, the one that has created me will guide me. And so we
That's
know
right.
Hadi, you know, the guide, the one that will
That's
guide
right.
me. You know,
right.
you know, who else would you want to guide you other than the one that's created you? Who would be the best guide?
Anyone. That's right.
You know, so all of these things, and then Al Asma Usna, you know, when we think about these things, we see that these attributes, these qualities, these attributes, you know, when we talk about in a superlative form and all, that human beings, they don't have it like that. Al Jabbar, you understand, the compeller. Whereas Allah can compel his will. He's irresistible in that. You can't resist God's will, because
That's
we
right.
have a will, but it's a limited will. And we don't
That's
even,
limited.
Those are God conscious. Allah even reveals in the Quran, never say what you're going to do tomorrow without saying inshallah. See, once again,
That's
acknowledging that only God's will is the will that prevails.
You know,
all
Brother
the time.
Martin,
yes,
I want to say, and you know, I want to just say to everyone, and the best thing to do with that wheel, you really want some good advice what to do with that wheel?
Tell
Get back to Allah, son, what Allah. So you say, oh Allah, my will is what you will. No,
That's
don't
right.
put, you know, when it says Allah asked the heaven and the earth about being the vicegerent over the earth,
come together.
And say,
they came together.
But they didn't want that responsibility.
No, they didn't
want the responsibility. And Allah said, but man was one to say he accepted the responsibility of it, because he said, but he don't know how foolish he was, because, man, if you try to go out here and do anything without asking Allah's guidance and help and his protection and his insight, you'd be messed up. Like his brother said earlier, you better stop yourself or you wreck yourself, because that's just what you'll be doing when you go out. And when you go out and you just say, "A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim," and "Oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, guide me, protect me, keep me, show me, teach me," I said, what you want me to say.
That's what I want to do.
That's what I mean when I say we get that when Allah said, I give you free will. We take that free will and say, okay, Allah, here I am at your throne. Here my will is. I accept this will and ask your help to carry out the will that you've given to me.
My will
is your will.
That's right.
I love it too.
That's beautiful. I mean, you know, because, you know, that is what it is that we are supposed to do in that regard. And so just reading the Quran where Allah is, the feeding is in the reading, you know, in terms of those who accepted God's signs as opposed to those who rejected God's signs. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So in God's word is his will. You know, so when we're feeding on the reading of the Quran, what God says, so when we read God's word, he's given us what his will is for us because he's speaking to us. He's speaking to us. Now we have a free will. It's a limited free will, of course, but we're going to be judged, is it the last day or the day of judgment, or as Imam Muhammad said, a day of accountability. In other words, this free will that has been given to the human being and also the jinn in that regard, it's going to be judgment on these two creations, not the rest of creation, because the rest of creation is in willing obedience, even in terms of the creation itself in chaos, and then Allah commanding it to come together willingly or unwillingly. It's assigned to us, even in that command, that it came together willingly, you see, willing obedience. You know, and so Allah is telling us. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Allah is telling us in Surah 30:30 of the Quran that we was created on the same pattern. See, and this is important even in the month of Ramadan, because the celebration, the celebration of victory, if we have been victorious and Allah has accepted our fast. You know, that's why when you go to your local masjid or your local Islamic center, we pay, or it's recommended that you pay what is called sadaqah fitra. You know, the sadaqah, you know, because we may have thought that we did everything right and everything, but we may have made a mistake or errored on something, and the sadaqah is supposed to go to the less fortunate, the poor. See, they show you the sensitized that they're in the community, those who are in need, you know. So Allah said, he tells us righteousness is not turning your face toward the east or the west. He's telling us in terms of that we have to believe in Allah, we have to believe in his angels, we have to believe in his book, his messenger, you understand, in the life to come, and that we have to share because we care, you know, to our kin, to the orphans, to the wayfarer, you know, to give to those who ask and to give to those who don't ask. Now, you can look at it. Please, it's not talking about all the time just in terms of money or material things. But, you know, sometimes you can meet people who may ask you something because they just think or feel like you may know. But then there are some people that may be ashamed to ask, but you kind of see their situation and condition. So you should say something to them that will help them in that regard. And, you know, I try to make a practice of that. Everybody that I meet in the public, I don't have to know them. I try to always leave them with something good, you know. And so this is, you know, when Allah says, spend out of that which we have provided for you. So Allah has provided much for us, you know, Sister DePriest, so much that we should be giving something, you know, we should be sharing, share because you care about other people, only in terms of just your own family, your friends, but your neighbors, your community, even those that you meet just in everyday life, leave them with something. Spend out of that which we have provided. Mm-hmm. And Allah has provided us with much more than a lot of times we really have realized to be able to see. But when you realize it, you have to utilize it. You see, the blessings will come back to you. You only get to keep what you give away. I used to teach my children that all the time. And it's a beautiful experience to be able to share that, you know, with others and all. Your consciousness is just heightened. You know, we was talking about physical benefits, moral consciousness that's developing even more during the blessed month of Ramadan, emotional intelligence, where you're more in control of your emotions. And if you're quick to anger, you know, but quick to cool down, you need to work on not being so quick to anger. And if you slow to anger, but you slow to cool down, so once you get riled up, you need to work on being able to cool down better, but you want to become like the other category that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers and peace be upon him, he says that the best of you is the ones that slow to anger, but you're quick to cool down, so that you can be in control. Now remember, we're talking about so that you may learn self-restraint, that you can learn self-management, control and self-discipline of yourself. You know, so part of the fast, and sometimes it's more challenging than drinking water or eating food, is to be able control and your own emotions, you see, in that regard. And so even in terms of our intellect, the growth and development in the blessed month of Ramadan, how could it be that your intellect don't grow? You know, in the blessed month of Ramadan, while you're fasting, it's even been proven that a lot of times people get sleepy when they overeat because in understanding the systems that Allah has given, when food comes, it's almost a digestive system saying, it's like giving a whistle. Say, okay, circulatory system, we need you to help. That blood that's being pumped to the brain, we need to take away from that. And we need to digest this food. This person will put an excessive amount of food. Well, you don't do that. You don't do that.
No.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And so the human brain is the command center for the whole body, but the human brain actually energizes the intellect, you see, so that you're more alert and everything while you are feeding in your reading of the Quran. You see, so you're able to even get more in that regard. This is just, I'm just talking about benefits. And so, which is a blessing, you see, and spiritually, you know, spiritually, and Allah has put his spirit into all of us. The blessed month of Ramadan, it revives, it rejuvenates that spirit, you know, whereas now it's more, you're more spiritually conscious of your relationship with your Lord and Creator because, as Imam Muhammad said, spirit means influence. So you're being more influenced, and your spirit is more toward what God's word is. See, in words, words are container of ideas, but also Imam Muhammad said words are also, with words, it embodies a spirit in it, you know. So when we say subhanallah, okay, so that is glorifying Allah who's perfect. So, you know, it don't have shortcomings or don't make mistakes and errors. So that means something to us in terms of that word, alhamdulillah, that the praise and thanks. Well, you said earlier, you can't get arrogant. You become very humble. Even when you get a compliment, you say, alhamdulillah, you know.
Alhamdulillah.
Or if you're talking to somebody that's not a Muslim, that don't understand alhamdulillah, and you would just say, well, all the praise go to God, you know, so you just defer it. So your head don't start growing, and it don't inflate your ego, you know. So this is beautiful. This is a beautiful way of life, and words do make people, and words are containers of ideas or concepts, but all words carry a spirit, and there's always a duality, whereas that there it can be positive or it can be negative. But when we read the Quran, we always are going to come away with a positive spirit. We're going to come away with the type of spirit that Allah breathed into his ruh in terms of the first of Adam, Father, in that regard, you see. And as long as we maintain that, and this is what Ramadan is all about, it's about returning
us back to
the picture, the original nature, and the original spirit. That baby, when you look at that baby when it's first born, it doesn't have nothing. It is Muslim by nature. It's only going to do what Allah has put in the original nature, and it's obedient to that pattern, the same pattern that Allah has created everything else in. It's only when the baby begins to grow up and begin to realize, oh, I can choose, I can make a choice. And as it grows older and older, it comes into pubescence, now that life becomes responsible for the choices that it made. That's why parenting is so very important in terms of nurturing and cultivating that nature to stay intact, with what God's will and plan is for us. I could continue to talk about this here, but I'm like you, very excited. It was a beautiful, beautiful Ramadan when you're able to share it with family members, with friends, and all. You can sit and you have your Eid feast and all, and you know, especially faces you haven't seen in a long time. You know, you do some reminiscing and everything. It's just a jovial time, and especially those persons that's been fasting. You know, it's something about the commonality, the compatibility that you have with people that have gone through the same experience that you have. You will never be able to really connect until you experience it for yourself. What a prescription. You know, not like the prescription when you go to the doctor, something that's ailing you. You know, it's hurting you. The doctor got to ask you questions
that
he kind of diagnose what's going on. And when he writes a prescription, he's not sure whether you're going to respond to that prescription or you're going to react to that prescription. And oftentimes, or you're allergic to anything. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't have to ask any questions. He is alcoholic. He is the creator. He already knows, and he knows everything. He knows everything about us. He don't have to ask us, do you need this? I know you need this. That's why I gave it before you, and I'm giving it to you, and it's all you who believe. So I'm speaking to the believer. If you're a believer, you need to be listening. And I'm going to give you the parameters. Now, if you got terminal illness, can't fast, then you can do in terms of feeding someone that's less fortunate. You know, that's an alternative.
Yes, sir.
But if, in fact, that you're sick, then you understand you do what you have to do while we CM fasting in the blessed month of Ramadan, but you have to make those days up, or you can feed someone. But in terms of fasting, it is best if you but only knew. You see, in that
regard, right.
You can't eat that if you're traveling. I don't want no hardship on you. Don't fast in terms of that. Make the time up at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
Allah is very, very clear, but we need to be clear, and we need to be obedient if we really understand that. It's when, you know, the fast can and will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, who is Al-Alim, all-knowing, Al-Hakim, all-wise, Al-Basir, all-seeing, As-Sami, all-hearing in that regard. So I think I stopped there. I think I said enough. But you can tell I'm really amped up, you know. So, and just think if the people, you know, in terms of the benefits of Ramadan, it will help us, you know, reading the Quran and fasting, the self-discipline and self-restraint. It help you to check yourself or you wreck yourself. So you want to check to see what does God say about this, like he was talking about the guys, you know, Al-Hadi, the God. What does God say about this? You see, this is a check so that we don't wreck ourselves. And we see a whole lot of reckless people, and so many of our young people are reckless, you know, in terms of unappreciating, disrespecting, devaluing life itself, human life itself. And we're hearing about it each and every day. And it's very disheartening to see and to hear these type of things. But look at this prescription. What if everybody adhered to it? You know, life would be a lot different here on planet Earth. Thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless you, my dear sister, the priest of Abdul Hadi. You know, I know it's an extended Eid Mubarak, you know, but still some of us are still on that natural high. We're talking about, there was a, I think it was a group by the name of Bloodstone made that years ago on a natural high, you know. You don't have to have any type of drugs or stuff to get a natural high. Those who had a natural high, they know what I'm talking about. You know, you just naturally high in terms of the elevation of your consciousness, your conscious awareness that there's only one God, Allah alone, and that he doesn't have partners nor associates. And so that's who
that's
we have devotional worship, as Imam Muhammad said, when you pray, he said prayer is devotional worship to Allah, devotional, where you devoted to serve God in that regard. You make the ritual, yes, you do that, but make sure you understand that it is devotional worship. And when we say, Iyaka na abudu wa Iyaka nasta'in in the Al-Fatiha, it is only you, it's only you, exclusive you, Allah, that we worship, that we serve, that we work for, and it is only you that we seek aid, assistance, and help for, in the Nasratu Mustaqim, and the help that we need to guide us on the straight path, Yisrat al-Madina, and Amta alayhim. What path? The path of those whom you have bestowed your grace and your favor and your blessing.
That's right.
So, and
in other
we
words,
don't want
to make.
Yeah.
In
so,
other
so
words,
that's,
you know, when we are learning, I was going to say with that, what you're saying, Brother Mark, is that when we are learning Asma Ul-Husna, it makes us be conscious in a sense of responsibility. We know what we're saying. We know what we are saying to our Lord and Cherisher. We know what it is he has prescribed to us. And he already know now what's going on with us and what we're doing, what we're not doing. But when we make this devotion to him,
to let him know what he already know. We only agreeing that we want what it is that he has given to us. We want that Allah. I need that water to relieve this thirst. I need you, Allah. I'm not
come
saying,
on now.
Oh, I need you. You know.
Yeah, come on
so,
now.
Yeah, so.
I feel a cookbook coming on here. But no, this
you
is
know,
no. I say that in, you know, in terms of you know, in terms of humor, but all seriousness, this is what Ramadan does for the believer. We are anxious, and it comes, we're anxiously awaiting, because our soul knows that we need it. We all need it, and know that we're going to benefit it, and especially if we're obedient, you know, like
That's
you
right.
say, will that Allah has given to us, we give it back to Him. You know, we
That's
surrender.
Right.
We surrender that will. We submit. We submit. You know, okay, Allah, you gave us that will, but I want my will to conform to what your will is. I don't even want to do it if it's not in accordance with your will. It's not in accordance with your will. That's what you're saying.
I want my will to conform
to your will. Yeah. So yes, yeah. I'll be there tomorrow, inshallah. If it's your will, but I'm going to keep my word. You know, I'm going to keep my word. But the only thing that can keep me from not being there, that if it's not in accordance with your will. So my will. So we have to not just take it as a cliche, like some, not all. Inshallah. No, but say what you willing to do.
That's right.
Say what you're willing to do, and then say inshallah.
Right. You know, Brother Marco, it is like you were saying earlier, for the believer, because we're into it. Believers are into what we're doing when we're fasting, when we're reading.
That's right.
When
That's
we're
right.
doing good deeds, we're into it. So there is going to be a result coming out of that. You know, it's going to be like, you know, so you'd be looking for that result, and this is the result of it. And we can get on here, and I tell you, we can share and share.
It's a natural, it's really a natural high. And I always would say, I said to people, I was saying to somebody that's not Muslim just the other day, say, look, if you try all other things and it fail, try this way of life. Give yourself a chance. Give yourself an opportunity to have that experience. You see, people, you never will know until you experience things. But it's a good feeling. You come out with the best spirit, you know, as a believer. You go into the fast one way, but if you obey all the parameters of the fast, the guidance that Allah has given in the Quran, and all, you will be guaranteed to come out a better person, a better woman, a better man, a better husband, a better wife, a better father, a better mother, a better son, a better daughter, a better family member, a better neighbor, a better community member, a better businessman, et cetera. And even in your profession, you're going to be better because of the blessed month of Ramadan, fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. The reading, the feeding is in the reading of the Quran. It's the ingestion of the Quran, but it's the digestion, the understanding, and the application of it. You can't help but to be a better person. It does, and it humbles you, but at the same time, it invigorates your spirit. And you can never thank Allah enough because this is a mercy. And actually, it liberates us, the freedom, the emancipation, the liberation, the deliverance from the fire of our own passion. Sometimes you have those that are going into Ramadan, they're being driven by their own wild passion. I mean, it's just, you know, in the real world, in terms of fire, if the question was asked, can fire be a benefit? Yes, of course, fire can be a benefit, but it can only be a benefit if it is controlled, if it is disciplined, if fire is put upon the restraint. You can't just give freedom to fire because it will destroy whatever is in its way. It will just break it down and destroy it. Well, the same thing happens with the internal fire, the fire of our own passion. You see?
That's right.
And those who, Allah says in the Quran, those who follow their own passion, Allah don't guide those persons. You see, Allah, I was counting, I'm going to say this and I'm going to stop. I was counting all the different ones that Allah says that he does not guide, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, he does not guide those who are unjust. He does not guide those who reject his sign. So you don't get guidance if you reject God's sign.
That's right.
He don't guide the wrongdoers, you know.
That's right.
And all. So all of these types of persons, God don't guide them.
That's right.
He just said you don't guide them. He leaves. L-E-A-V-E-S, he leaves, in other words, leaves in terms of he permits them to stray,
to stray.
I mean, and even one part of the Quran, Allah is saying that even those persons that intention is not right and to do wrong, he assigned that there's shaitan that's assigned to them. In other words,
that's
they
right.
become vulnerable and gullible to the influence
that's
of the shaitan
right.
because they reject
mm-hmm.
God's sign. They want to exercise their own will to do what they want to do, you know, thinking
right.
that this is my will, this is my, I do what I want to do. No. Well,
mm-hmm.
a shaitan
mm-hmm.
will be assigned to you if that's your thinking. So we have to get
right.
our heart right. We have to get our thinking right. And know that whatever
right.
Allah has given us, even this free will,
mm-hmm.
that recognize His will prevailing in our life, and we want to bring this this free will that He has given to us in accordance with His will, to conform
mm-hmm.
our will in accordance with God's will for us. That way you're in accord and your relationship of servant to master can be the best relationship that you could possibly have because you want to be an obedient servant. And those are the ones that Allah would invite back. Enter Bati, enter my servant, enter my worker. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
When the heart reaches that nefsin, not the skumi, the soul reaches that level of nefsin mukmaina. The soul that is at peace is pleased and pleasing to its Lord and Creator. So with that, I stop there. Allah continue to increase us in knowledge and wisdom and understanding of His word, His will, and His way, that we could become better servants unto Allah by performing the work that would be pleasing to Allah and His cause. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
To you, brother.
I'm
really lying. We appreciate you so kindly. And just before you go, very succinctly, would you please let our audience know that you're on our sister station on IWDM Radio in the times and the number, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity on our sister station, IWDM Radio. each and every Wednesday night. Now, we're returning back to our regular time, as you just heard the priest Abdul Hadi said in terms of her programming. Next week, we return back to our regular timing. It is the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with yours truly, Mark Shaheed, Dr. Patricia Slow-Dean, who I won't say is on assignment, but she should be coming back in a little bit from Medina. She spent Ramadan there with her daughter and son-in-law along about the 24th or so. Rashid Salam joins me on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And that's each and every Wednesday. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time on IWDM Radio. And it's followed by the MGM Roundtable. It'll be returning back to its regular time. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable that's hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And I always have very distinguished, esteemed guests. We're looking at perhaps having a panel or representatives from New Medina Retreat. That's Memorial Day each and every year on. So you want to tune in for that. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time on IWDM Radio. And the Sister Learning Lab to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with our distinguished co-host, Khalila Akbar, who's also a distinguished host here on our sister station, AM360, and yours truly, Mark Shaheed, on Courtship and Marriage. And you know, the priesthood, we're going to have, I think, a real intriguing topic coming up, and invite the radio listening audience to tune in. It's going to be on what is marriage, and are you really married? That's a, it's a double question. What is marriage, and are you really married? I expect to go 2 weeks, and then the other question that will be added on, when is you possibly know that you are married? So look for at least 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks or so in terms of a series. I think it's going to be a lot of valuable information and education on that. And that starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And my dear sister, the priest Abdul Hadi and Rashid Salam, they helped to engineer that. And I want to say that the call-in number for IWDM Radio for these outstanding productions is 714-816-4673. Once again, it's 714-816-4673. And just like AM360, press 1, and we'd be glad to hear from you if you have a question, a comment, or just like the priest Hadi have said, if what's being said resonates with you, we would love to, for you to give us the greetings and let us know that what you heard has been a benefit to you. Thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless you and us, the priest of Abdul Hadi. Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak.
Well, thank you, Master Mom, to you, Brother Mark Shaheed, and thank you so kindly. And Eid Mubarak to you and your family. And inshallah, we look forward to talking to you in our upcoming programs. You know, you can press one. I say, but, you know, we'll get out of here, y'all. Don't nobody stress. We're going to get moving. Thank you so kind, Brother Mark.
Yes, ma'am. As I always say, alhamdulillah, the praise and thanks belong to Allah. I just love to try to be a conduit or just be a servant the best way I can. And I know that I'm obligated to support any and all is good. And what you're doing is really good, you know, for our community. It's good. I want to encourage the radio listening audience. You have young people, children that want to learn about this religion of Al-Islam. This is a good production. This is an excellent production. Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab. New Shahadas. You know in your community, your local masajids and Islamic centers, they're coming in. Maybe they may not have an orientation class. This would be a good production for them to tune in and listen to. Or if you say you might be been in the community for a long time, but you may have forgotten some things, and you need to, your mind need to be refreshed on this. This would be a good production. Every opportunity that I get, I tune in and listen in. And I'm not a new Shahada. I'm an old Shahada. Or as the priest would say, I'm a seasoned Shahada. But I even learn, or I actually promote this production, advocate for it. You're going to come away with something. You're going to learn something that you did not know. So let's put ourselves in a good position to learn, because we'll be learners, we'll be students for the rest of our life. And we should never, you understand, feel like we've gotten it all. You know, we should always have that hunger and thirst for knowledge and all. And one Islamic fan, he said that if, in fact, that knowledge don't come to you, then you go to the knowledge. And so you can get knowledge on this production, Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab. So please invite others. Invite us to listen. If you listen and you benefit, then you have to love for your brother and your sister, but you love for yourself. And Allah will bless you. That becomes a blessing, because you would have helped somebody else to get maybe the very thing that they need to get their life on track and get a solid foundation under them. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark Shaheed. Can you all believe? Y'all didn't. I was telling y'all we was going to get out of here at 6:30, right? I'm just now looking up here. I'm so into this beautiful conversation that we're being blessed to share with one another here, and our beautiful brother Mark Shaheed come in, and I love it when he does this, everyone, and I know you do as well, because I'm seeing you just sitting here attentively listening, and the clock done ran out. I love you all so much, and we came with hugs and love to you, and inshallah, we will be back next week. I'm just going to tell you, we're going to be here at 5 o'clock. I'll let you know how we're going to work it, okay, then, okay? We're going to at least be here. We're going to be here on time, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then we'll see where we're going. Because I'm trying to do some things in terms of actually getting this message out of Al-Asma Ul-Husna. I'm also getting a website and things together. So, you know, we're diligently working on that and trying to make our presentation on the Facebook and different outlets, you know, because it's very important in us establishing our relationship with our Lord and Cherisher, our Creator, Al-Khaliq, the one that created the heavens and the earth and all between them. Of course, that is us as mankind. So, inshallah, we'll see you by the grace and mercy of Allah next week. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us all with a fantastic upcoming week. Jumu'ah Mubarak. You know, we've been having a lot of celebrations, but Jumu'ah Mubarak. And you know what I always say about Eid? You know, I always say this now. You just can't say, okay, Eid is over and that's over. But Eid is over when it comes time when Allah says, and you'll know when you've said it enough. So up until then, we still got Eid Mubarak. And we are praying for all those that in any difficulty, hunger, homelessness, those that that have some type of an illness that they've been diagnosed with, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khaliq, Al-Muqit, being the sustainer. The sustainer is the one that nourishes and takes care of his creation, so you don't even have to worry. Give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call on him. Oh, Allah, highly glorified are you, Al-Muqit, the one that nourishes and takes care of me. Relieve me of this hungerness and this homelessness, this illnesses that I have, and remove it from me and let it stay away from me, you know. and you know that he will do. He will do. You trust him, believe in him, and you're establishing your relationship with him and learning al-asma ul-husna so you can understand when he is making that connection with you. Hey, it's on, everybody. You know it's on. Don't even play now. Okay, so with that, we're going to leave with them big old hugs and love now, because I had a selection here that I'm going to take us out on. It's by this group. It's, what is it, Dean?
Native Dean.
Native Dean. And it's called Looking Glass. And we were talking about reflecting this evening, remember? So, hey, I thought this would be quite appropriate for us to go out on. Love you. Hugs and love to you. Inshallah, bless us all to get back here next week. Bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising in the morning. Fantastic. Eid Mubarak. And inshallah, we'll see you next week. Love you. Assalamu alaikum. Native Dean.
Saw a friend just the other day. We took a walk around the way. The sky was blue and his face was gray. I asked him what could cause such dismay. He valued his life and he knows the score. He felt his pain he never felt before. He said it feels like he can't love me no more. He said it feels like he can't love me no more. No, 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 no. Can't love me anymore. It's a fact I know for sure. I thought it out, this life so pure. But he can't love me anymore. He can't love me anymore. It's a fact that I know for sure. I thought it out, this life so pure. But he can't love me anymore. He went on about the past. To listen with patience was my only task. No need to pry and no need to ask. His words to me were my looking glass. And with much pain his heart did pour. With this feeling never felt before. He said it feels like he can't love me no more. He said it feels like he can't love me no more. No, 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 no. Can't love me anymore. It's a fact I know for sure. I thought it out, this life so pure. But he can't love me anymore. He can't love me anymore. It's a fact that I know for sure. I thought it out, this life so pure. So he can't love me anymore. How can this be? Not the one who created me. Cause if my sins outweigh the sea, forgiveness comes so easily. Just repent and stay to the task. To make an effort is all he asks. And don't get bogged down by the past. His mercy always is rest. And he will love you once more. It's the fact that I know for sure. We started out this life so pure. But he can love you once more.
Native Dean, Looking Glass. That was my first time hearing this well, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak.